take us to number 28. Tom, are you doing that one? License sales updates, reports from the field.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask Jake if he'd be interested in coming up and do the license sales update as well. Doing extremely well here this morning, but pleasure to be in front of you this morning and talk briefly about license sales update, and then we can go from there. You do have this in your booklet. It'd be page 91. Talks about and shows the monthly table that we provide license sales update. And similar to what Director Simpson did yesterday, come the January meeting, we'll provide a year end with license sales. Our new license year begins December 15th. Obviously, we're really close to that, but we'll do a full year end report at the January meeting as well. But just again, focus on some of the key items that I want to share with you this morning. From the resident side of things, we have seen really strong small game license sales. A lot has to do with that of our good pheasant population and people having great success out there all across the state. And certainly, I think as we've seen the season go along, we've seen continued strong license sales. And I believe a lot of that is the words getting out, people talking to each other. Somebody that probably didn't go out at the beginning of the season is now buying a license to go out and participate in the wonderful pheasant hunting opportunities we have across the state, as we're hearing time and time again of good reports of bird numbers out there. And the fun time of the year is beginning right now as winter comes along. So we're really seeing some strong numbers there on the small game side, resident side. Like we have talked about in the past, from a resident angling and fishing license sales, we are down. And we've been talking about that all year long here. Certainly a concern of ours. Again, I want to make you aware that we are going through an effort of working with a human dimensions specialist and an entity to do a survey of our anglers to try to better identify what are some of those reasons that have caused that drop off in license sales of our resident anglers. We know opportunities are very, very good across the state, whether we're talking Missouri River, Western South Dakota, Eastern South Dakota. So we want to find out more information of try to find those reasons, why is that, and what can we do about it to get people more engaged and reactivated in fishing. So we look forward to that survey going out and getting those results and then put some action into place to get those folks back into fishing. On the non-resident side, small game license sales are just a little bit behind from last year. Still coming along well, but a little behind from last year. Again, I think as the word continues to spread and some of those folks see the opportunity and success that they had early in the year, we'll continue to see folks come. Our fishing license sales for non-residents have been extremely strong this year, up quite a bit from last year, and again, has all to do with the opportunities and phenomenal fishing we had across the state. So in a general context, when we look at license sales, things are looking very good. We're on pace from last year, even a little above last year, so that's encouraging. We're down to approximately a week left in our license year, and again, we'll get our final report, but things look really well, going very strong, and folks are certainly getting out and enjoying the opportunities and the resources that we have across the state. I'll ask quickly, Mr. Chair, if there's any questions specifically to license sales, and I do want to just spend a couple of minutes and share just some updates of reports from across the state in terms of how hunting and fishing is going, if I may. So any questions on licensing sales or specifically to licenses? Okay, so I'll continue on just to give you a few observations from our staff across the state. As I just mentioned a few moments ago, our upland game bird hunting has been fantastic. Not only pheasant, but even grouse. We're seeing strong grouse numbers, in particular in central and western South Dakota. People have enjoyed a great grouse hunting season. Pheasant is going extremely well. With harvest that had progressed very quickly, that certainly concentrated birds into some more of the permanent habitat, and folks are finding birds and in good numbers. We're hearing reports again in places throughout the state where they haven't seen bird numbers like this for 5-6 years, which is fantastic to hear and very encouraging, and those successes are happening out there. So that's been very, very good. Deer hunting seasons went well. As Sam had mentioned in his report earlier, that opening weekend of East River deer season was cold. Probably put a little bit of a damper on that excitement for that opening day and opening weekend, but certainly our hunters were out there and enjoying those opportunities. A lot of success out there. We've seen a lot of happy faces, pictures of from ranging from some really, really nice bucks harvested across the state to some small bucks with big smiles yet with those pictures and doe harvests. So what we do know is people have been out there enjoying it and have had some good opportunities and harvest across the state, and it's gone very well. Waterfall hunting has been a little bit interesting this fall with the cold weather, especially like in the Northeast. Things froze up quickly, and that push was fast and furious, as some have described it. That being said, before that cold weather came, there was some really, really good local waterfall hunting that took place. Teal numbers were phenomenal. Folks had some great opportunities for early waterfall hunting, but there's still some quality waterfall hunting taking place right here in the central part of the state with the Missouri River. There's been some phenomenal duck numbers, goose numbers, and folks have been having some very high opportunities and successes out there. So that's really encouraging to see. You have a couple of our officers even described the snow goose success in the east central part of the state, high snow goose numbers, and some folks were having some fantastic success doing field hunting. So again, different types of waterfall hunting. Some have been really short-lived because of weather, but some have been fantastic, and folks have been really enjoying the waterfall hunting opportunities. Jake gave the presentation on our ice fishing and access and snow removal and getting folks out on those lakes. Well, we're in swing, especially in the Northeast, and Commissioner Whitmire can attest to this, I'm sure. And Mr. Locken, we have reports of some small lakes and sloughs where there's 5+ inches of ice right now, and folks are out there ice fishing, catching a few walleye, a few perch as we speak. And we obviously anticipate with the incoming weather and colder conditions that that's only going to enhance. And so ice fishing season is upon us, and especially in the Northeast, and we'll continue to see that to expand and grow as the winter months set along, and anticipate a great winter ice fishing season as well. So just wanted to share a few observations from the fall and where we're at right now. I would offer to you, I think we've had a fantastic fall. Whether we're talking waterfall, pheasant hunting, big game hunting, we had a fantastic elk season, as we've talked about already. I don't think that we can find too many shortfalls in our hunting season this year. It's been pretty fantastic. Weather's always an issue here and there, hit or miss, but I think in general we've had a pretty good fall, and folks have had a lot of opportunity and success out there. So just wanted to share a few stories with you on how things look, and sure try to answer any questions that you may have from the fall season. I think Sam shared some good updates in respect to the fall hunting season as well. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you.
Thanks, Tom. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Good report. Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you would like, would you want to address those three resolutions from the petitions yesterday until Emmett gets back?
Perfect timing.
Okay. I believe Mr. Katilnik has sent you the petition or the resolutions from the petitions that we addressed yesterday. The first one that I'd like to address is Resolution 22-18, and that one was in respect to the petition on adjusting the start date of the East River deer season. You should have that in front of you, and we included in that resolution a couple of items talking about the December 1 start date in terms of how those weekends would fall in such a season structure. Talks a little bit about moving it later and the potential deterioration of weather due to continued moving into the winter months there. Talks a little bit about the Thanksgiving weekend inclusion there and providing opportunities for our youth and college students. And then also talked about, as even described by some of you, the rut is not necessarily over in the first week of December or other times of the year, moving it to different time dates. So if that resolution meets your conversation and reasons for denial yesterday, we would ask that you would adopt Resolution 22-18.
I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Locken, second by Whitmire. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you. We'll move on to 22-19, the resolution. That one is in respect to the snagging of Asian carp on the Missouri River. Again, a few of the bullet points within the resolution talks about, in particular, one of the primary areas is the tail races below Gavin's Point Dam there, which is primarily that first little over half mile controlled by the authority of the state of Nebraska. One of the main reasons concerned about the snagging year round was the incidental take of non-target catches. One of those examples that we talked about was pallid sturgeon, and also that year round, that potential to facilitate again more incidental take of paddlefish as well during the close season. So again, if those reasons meet your conversation justification for denying the petition, we would ask that you would adopt 22-19.
Moved.
Motion and second by Bees. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, in the third one, 22-20 resolution is in respect to the third line for fishing. Again, you'll see a couple of reasons in there that we talked about yesterday in your conversation. Certainly to allow a third line, we believe that we are providing actually more opportunity than some other states when it comes to the number of lines for open water fishing. We have not heard many, in fact, very isolated instances or requests of such change to allow that third fishing line for open water, and certainly from a regulation complexity and enforcement, in particular, when we talk about those border waters and having different regulations. So again, if these reasons meet your justification for denial of the petition, we'd ask you to adopt 22-20. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for handling those.
Thank you.